The 18th District covers the cities of Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Waupun, and rural areas in between. The two candidates met last week at a forum sponsored by the Lutheran Office for Public Policy in Wisconsin. They were introduced by Pastor Cindy Crane.
Okay, good evening, and a very warm welcome to everybody who's gathered here this evening for this very important forum.
Joan Kading says she makes a habit of going to forums before elections, but was especially interested in this because of the open seat, even though the presidential race has dominated discussions.
But local politics are very important. Those are the people that represent us right down the street.
Both candidates for this seat would be newcomers to state politics. The incumbent, Republican Rick Gudex, is stepping down. Democrat Mark Harris is no stranger locally. He's been the Winnebago County Executive for 11 years.
I'm really concerned that the state has lost its focus on the long-term well-being of Wisconsin. They seem to be focusing on short-term tax cuts, but they're undermining, you know, K-12 education, the university system.
Republican Dan Fine chairs the Fond du Lac Republican Party and says his goal is to close the area's skills gap to fill jobs.
There's a lot of small manufacturers that people aren't even aware of that are here in this area. They might employ 10 people, they might employ 3,000 people.
The 18th district is complex, according to a UW Oshkosh political scientist. Jim Simmons says the cities of Oshkosh and Fond du Lac are different when it comes to politics.
Fond du Lac is unusual in that it's one of the few cities that actually votes Republican. The city of Oshkosh tends to be in the Democratic column. So this should be, because it's a presidential election year, it should be a relatively high turnout race, which generally favors the Democrats.
Simmons expects as much as a 70% turnout on November 8th. He says the 18th Senate district is Wisconsin's most competitive and that it could go to the Democrats. But Simmons says it most likely won't affect the balance of power in the Senate because Democrats would have to gain 3 seats to win a majority.
I think, Mark Harris, you might pick up this seat. I think it's possible the 14th could flip, but I don't see any other state Senate races that the Democrats could gain.
Back at the forum in Oshkosh, Mark Harris acknowledges this could be a close race. If he wins, there's a good chance he'll most likely have to work with the Republican majority.
Recapturing the majority may take more than one cycle, and I want to be an effective senator, so I have to be prepared to work across the aisle.
His pitch to voters at events like these is his record as Winnebago County Executive.
I've reduced the tax rate. I've reduced the county spending a little bit over the 11 years I've been there, but what I'm most proud of is I've cut the county's debt nearly in half.
As for Harris's opponent, Republican Dan Fine says he's been building for a run, and since Rick Gudex is stepping down, it seemed like the time.
And I was always saying, I always do it when my kids are older. My kids are now older.
Even though parts of the district are moving Democratic, Fine believes there is still a strong contingent that'll vote for him.
I think possibly it is becoming more competitive, but I think it's still a very conservative area of Wisconsin. We still have good conservative values here in the 18th Senate District.
Though the two disagree on many issues, Fine told people at the forum there's no bad blood.
And you guys might not know, Mark and I get along pretty good out of the campaign trail, so.
That cordial relationship may be tested as November 8th approaches for the state's most competitive legislative contest. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.